I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay! Woo! Hey, Greg.
What's
hey,
up, what's
everybody?
Up?
Now, here's the dealy. We got a show that is out of this world for you today.
That's right, Headcrack. Wendy Williams appears to have a new frenemy, and Black China is not here for it. We'll tell you about that.
And Harry Styles might be setting trends, but not everybody's happy about it.
Don't forget, today we also have my chat with the talented and beautiful B. Simone.
And Portia is still out, but Heidi and Frank will join us later. But HK, what up first?
All right, so the drama between Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun just keeps on mounting. And I know we know that Scooter brought the rights to Taylor's first 6 albums from her own record label before she had a chance to, you know, get a hold of it, right? So Taylor just let us in on some new info. Now, she posted a letter to her fans saying, in part, for the past year, I've been actively trying to regain ownership of my master recordings. Scooter's team wanted me to sign an ironclad NDA stating I would never say another word about Scooter Braun unless it was positive.
Wow.
But that's not all.
Wow.
So Scooter recently sold Taylor's music to a company called Shamrock Recordings. Forget this, $300 million.
Wow.
But they also have an arrangement where Scooter will still profit off of Taylor's music.
Wow.
Now, Taylor was thinking about working with Shamrock, but not after hearing Scooter would still be in the mix. Now, Brat, you've been dealing with music for a long time. Do you think Taylor's doing the right thing for not putting more money in Scooter's pocket?
Oh, man, this is hard because I love Scooter. JD gave him his first shot at working for So-So Def back in the day, and that's how he got actually in the industry.
Ooh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like, this is hard because I would want to own my masters, too, and it just depends on what that contract was. You have to read your contracts in the beginning, have thorough attorneys go through them, because if you stuck, you stuck, and you got to give it up.
It's called music business for a reason. So every new artist out there, know your business before you know your music.
So, Shay, what do you think about Scooter Braun wanting Taylor to sign an NDA to only say nice things about him to get the masters back?
I mean, well, I understand why Scooter is doing that because this is damaging his reputation. But I'm like, if somebody, then I'm going to put it this way. I'm a stand-up comic. I write all of my jokes. So if somebody is taking my material and then now you're saying, I'll give you your jokes that you wrote, but you got to say nice things. I'm like, well, screw all of that. I'm not.
Yeah, Taylor's just got to get really smart with her slander as it relates to Scooter Braun. Like, in a room of stinky people, Scooter Braun stinks the least. Like, she's just gonna have to be creative.
I hate all this, though. I hate it.
All right, Gary, your good Judy, Wendy Williams, is always stirring the pot. Why'd she do this? And this time, it's about Black China. Okay, so here we go again. During a segment about China's ex, Tyga, Wendy brought up Black China and alleged that China has, shall we say, a lack of housing. Check it out.
Well, I told you, Black China texts me regularly, can you help me find a condo? I have no place to live.
What?
Nope, didn't know that.
Can I find her a place to live? And it was like random, like maybe she sent a blast to everybody that she knows because it didn't say like, dear Wendy.
Yeah.
I didn't answer it. I don't want to be involved.
Of course, China did not let that go unnoticed. This girl dropped a couple of Instagram stories showing off all of her cars and her house. China didn't mention Wendy in the videos, but she definitely let her and the rest of us know that she is not homeless. So, Gary, we didn't went through this with NeNe Leakes. It seemed like Black China and Wendy were friends before. So what do you think went wrong now?
Well, my thing is that I think both of those women you named were trying to use Wendy, honey. Because, you know, initially, Wendy was not friends with those girls. She was on a whole total different level from Black China and Wendy. Well, when these girls needed some publicity and stuff, they said, oh, well, let's just get with Wendy Williams, honey, because I'm going to be her friend and she get to talk about my stuff and put it all out there in the universe. Well, they did that, but then Wendy thought about it and probably said, you know what? These heifers using me. So I'm going to let them know, baby, this is how it's really done. And she talked on them.
when you look at being a friend with somebody, you really got to look at their traits and qualities. And I don't know what went on between them, but like Gary said, you can't take all of the good and think that Wendy's going to say all good things about you. You know how Wendy is. She going to say
true,
everything.
She does say that's on you,
that you sought Wendy out to be her friends. Wendy has said time and time again, I don't like being friends with celebrities because I'm going to talk about you.
She sure has.
At your own risk with Wendy Williams.
Leave China alone, Wendy. Leave her alone.
Well, obviously, Black China is doing fine. Maybe she got, I don't know if she got an eviction notice or if she knows it's coming to an end. I hope she's not losing her house. But if you do, China, Chewy says he's got a room for you and the kids. I didn't hear and the kids.
Got you. Got you.
All right, y'all, check this out. Harry Styles just made history by being the first man to appear by himself on the cover of Vogue magazine. So he get props for that. Yeah.
All right.
I thought Harry was on the cover.
Harry loves fashion. Well, the photos show him in a mixture of men's and women's clothing, darling, and it wasn't long before he was attacked for it. Conservative author Candace Owens criticized the photo shoot, of course, tweeting, "There is no society that can survive without strong men. Bring back manly men." Well, y'all, Zach Braff knocked Candy out of her pinata, baby, when he tweeted, "Our whole lives, boys and men are told we need to be manly. Life is short. Be whatever the you want to be."
Okay, Zach.
So would this look work for Gary, y'all?
Oh, absolutely. Gary could pull this look off in a second. Yeah. I'm telling you. Now, for me, if you want to dress like this, you still better be able, if we hear something downstairs, you still be able to, you better be able to grab a bat and take care of some stuff in that dress. You wear whatever you want. You better be able to dig a ditch and get that dead rat from under my house.
Gary will do the windmill, okay? He will fight for you. You do the windmill.
That's right, honey.
Okay, y'all, so it looks like the phrase damned if you do and damned if you don't, man, if it had a face, it would be Meek Mill. So Meek attempted to stop the violence in his hometown of Philadelphia by offering local rappers record deals via Twitter if they stopped the violence and stopped beefing with each other. So seems like a pretty cool incentive, right?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that the city was not here for it, and they slammed the rapper for making such an offer. More people became pissed instead of inspired, tweeting things like, "Meek is one of the most useless activists ever."
Wow.
And shut up. Ooh, you promoted all your music, so either help them or shut up.
The backlash got
so bad that rappers banned Meek from North Philly. Meek had to delete his Twitter account and his Instagram and move with his auntie and uncle to Bel Air.
Well, I guess Philly's a little sensitive.
I would think that is kind of helpful
in anything that we could do to promote nonviolence. And if we could get people off the street by giving them a deal or putting them in the studio, I'm all with it. My studios, if it wasn't COVID, my studio would be open to do that. If I can get a gun out of your hand from killing some child, then you can come to my studio if it wasn't COVID. So what's wrong with this?
The messed up part, though, is the fact, like, in hip-hop culture, they don't allow you to grow. Yeah, Meek Mill said the things he said when he was younger. Now he's in a different space. Like, Meek has been in trouble. He's been incarcerated.
Yeah.
He knows how bad it can get for the people out there. So, like, Meek Mill now isn't saying the same things that Meek Mill was saying back then, and he's trying to get people a way out.
Do you think that a lot of people sometimes they want to see your actions before your words? Because we also know social media is for you to floss.
Yeah.
So do you think it's like they felt like you really don't mean that because we ain't seen you in Philly. We ain't heard you talking to us in person. You just putting it out there.
Yeah.
So how can we really trust
Meek,
what you say?
Meek be in Philly. Meek be in Philly heavy.
Wow. Well, that's too bad. I hope they give Meek Mill a chance.
Coming up, Jack Black is thirsty for some WAP, honey, and L.A. is going to tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Sherry, look who's joining the party. It's my favorites, Heidi and Frank. What's up, y'all?
What's up,
Heidi and Frank?
All right.
Chewy and Sherry, I think we can all agree that Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP. The song. I guess I should be more specific.
Oh, yeah.
That song is Song of the Year,
100%.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, people have been doing the WAP Challenge on TikTok, you know, for a while now. But let me tell you, you had not lived until you've seen Jack Black's version.
What?
Take a look.
Now from the top, make it drop, that's so wet. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's so wet. I'm talking wop, 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 that's so wet.
Wow, jeez, wow. Move. That's a lot of
meat. Repping for the big dudes, Jack. I love it.
Yeah, that's a lot of meat.
Who was holding the hose? Because he has
I think it's his son.
He has two sons. They're like 14 and 12 years old. So I'm sure, you know, being on TikTok, they're like, Dad, you got to do this. And they held the hose off camera. But would you ever have Jeffrey do something like this for you, Sherry?
Oh, God.
First of all, my son would be mortified, Frank. He would never allow me. I want a daughter just to do TikToks. My son will not do anything on video. Hold the hose, be a voiceover, nothing. So, but now, Chewy, does this make you want to do the WAP challenge?
For all the Dish Nation viewers out there and for your thirsty ass, Sherry, I would consider doing the WAP challenge. Yes, I would do it.
I want to see a wet ass poppy. I really WAP. I might have to do it.
Wow. All right, well, it's time for another Smash Alert. And oh boy, it's a senior edition, sort of.
Smash Alert.
Anyway, actor Ron Perlman, he's from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
also Hellboy, so yes. that's where you might know him from. He split from his wife, Opal. They were married for 38 years.
Wow.
And
wow.
he has now moved in with his new girlfriend. She's an actress. Her name's Allison Dunbar. They've actually been involved since last year. Settle in, kids. He's 70.
Ooh.
She's 47.
Okay. This is so normal to us, but what if the roles were reversed and it was the woman that was 70 and the young man that was 47? We would be having a completely different conversation, I think.
Hell yeah. I'd be like, you trying to get my grandmama money. You better stop.
At 70, he's popping, you know, Viagra's like Tic Tacs. Just trying to keep up.
Absolutely.
Ginger. Yes.
The side effects of whatever Viagra does besides what it's supposed to do is going to take over. He's like, I can't do this anymore. It's fun, but I can't do it.
He's going to be calling Opal. Babies, take me
Come
back.
Come on, Opal. Let's just go sleep, Opal.
My bursitis, my sciatica.
Oh, God.
All right, Headcrack, what you got for us, bro?
All right, y'all, it's deal time. Are you ready for the ultimate in massage? Then check this out. It's the Fine Life Quantum Impact Percussion Massager. This handheld massager is cordless and rechargeable, so you can easily take it anywhere.
With this ergonomic grip, it's so comfortable to hold, and you can personalize your experience because it has 6 massage speeds, and it comes with 4 attachment heads.
Yup, rat. And it has a flat head for muscles, a round head for larger muscle groups, a cylindrical head for deep tissue and joints, and a spinal head for your trigger points.
Now, Headcrack, you know it doesn't take much, honey, to trigger me. So, I mean, I need one of these. How much is it?
Well, check this out. This massage has been seen as high as $150. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's just $39. Ooh. You know what to do. Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, honey, I sit down with my baby girl, comedian, internet personality, B. Simone. Y'all, we're going to talk relationships, business, and so much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back to Dish Nation, honey. I'm here with a beautiful, sexy, talented young lady. She's a beautiful internet, honey, personality. She's also, baby, a comedian, honey. So get ready to laugh, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Ms. B. Simone.
That was such a good intro. Thank you.
So, B. Girl, honey, now you're doing great things. Girl. Now you're partnering up with Foot Action.
Foot Action is on the merch now, my baby girl line. And, you know, we're promoting self-love with this campaign for women just to love themselves and be comfortable and fly while doing it. Partnered up with Foot Action, it drops on the 17th in select stores and on footaction.com. So we're so excited.
Now, B. Simone, now you got over 5 million followers, honey, on Instagram, and you're an entrepreneur. How do you find time, honey, to even be in love, honey? How do you find time to even love anybody? Now, because you know, girl, we're going to say that, honey. Now, it was rumored, honey, that you and the baby, honey, were once dating.
Oh, my gosh.
Girl, were you dating the baby? Did you come straight from dating the baby?
We are just friends. We have worked together. We have a very good platonic business relationship.
Platonic.
And it's fun. You know, it was fun flirting with him. You know, we've done a lot of cool stuff together. He's just one of my friends in the industry, so.
So now, also, now, B, so now you were on the Lit AF, So, okay, Nicki has smiled. Now, you also did some dates on the road with our girl Sherry. Now, what was it like working with both of them, Sherry and Nicki, honey? I mean,
two legends. Legends. They embraced me. And, you know, sometimes there's that gap between the old school comedians and this us new millennials. I'm a millennial. Yeah. I come from social media. But I respect the OG. So they just embraced me. Me and Nicki talk all the time. I text him every now and then. He checks on me every now and then. And they just really, like, motivated me. Like, if they said I'm good, they said I was funny, they said I'm good, then that means, you know, I believe them because they're legends in this industry.
Now, also, now they say here, honey, that you are the manifest queen, honey.
Yes.
So, you know, you manifest things into existence, I gather, honey.
Always.
So, like, you know, I'm single, girl, so could you give me 3 tips to manifest so I can find my soulmate? And hell, honey, nothing happened for me yet. I mean, you know.
When was your last relationship?
Girl, it's been a while. It's been like, what, 3 or 4 years ago. Child, nobody cares, honey. It's just... My thing is, though, it's hard for me to trust people.
Yeah, I mean, especially the industry we're in, I'm still manifesting my dream man. You know, I want a man, and I want to be in a relationship. So what I do and what I realize is that you have to work on yourself first. So everything that I want in a man, I'm trying to make sure I have that. So I bring something to the table, and I have something to offer. So when God puts my man in my life, I'm ready.
Well, all right then, girl. Well, honey, congratulations to you and your endeavors, honey.
Thank you, Gary.
And peace of all, honey. You're loved, honey. Thank you so much for joining us. And where can we find you if we need to find B. Simone on social media?
Yes, the B. Simone on everything, Instagram, all of that, TikTok, the real B. Simone. And do not forget, you guys, merch line, footaction.com, November 17th. In select stores, and you can get the Love Yourself Bundle by B. Simone Beauty on bsimonebeauty.com. I love you guys.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Okay, y'all, it's time for story time.
Stars.
Today's story so comes bad. From Tiffany Haddish. It is bad, Chewy.
Hey.
And she tells what happened to her when she tried to use the restroom at an L.A. McDonald's. The Jasmine brand caught Tiffany's story. Take a look.
I went in there just so I could use the restroom. I wanted to use the restroom, and I wanted to buy some. Lady said, no, you can't use the restroom. The restroom's not working. I said, well, can I use the men's restroom? She said, no, you can't use the men's restroom. And besides, you have to be a customer. I said, okay, well, let me buy $100 worth of McDonald's products. Let me use the restroom. She said, no. I even told her I was a man. Okay, I even told her I was a man. Just like I could use the men's restroom, because that's how bad I had to pee.
Listen, when I have to go, I have to go. I have gone in so many random places.
I feel real bad for you guys, because we can just whip it out. Anywhere.
Yeah, we're fine. Go in the bushes.
You can pretend you're like looking at something and just be peeing. I gotta be like, okay, tell me, do you see anybody?
We gotta surround each other. You gotta pull your pants out so you don't pee on your jeans.
Sherry, do you think that the lady at the restaurant was being a bitch?
Absolutely. If the women's bathroom is broken, let her go in the men's bathroom and use it. I mean, you don't own the McDonald's. You don't own the bathroom.
I mean, I don't think in corporate America anyway, you can refuse a woman to use the men's restroom because she's not necessarily identifying either way. It's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Where is it? There's one that way. Thank you so much.
Corporate America or every drunk girl at a concert who ends up being in the men's room because the line's moving faster.
The line's shorter.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.